This is the Ethanol Report. After more than a year of waiting since EPA approved its use for 2001 and newer vehicles, 15% ethanol-blended motor fuel could be hitting the streets by this summer. Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Bob Dineen says with the approval of RFA's misfueling mitigation plan, the regulatory process is now essentially complete.
The job now is largely the industry's to make E15 a commercial reality. And we are, as a trade association and as an industry, working awfully hard to make sure that that happens. We are getting our companies registered as part of the misfueling mitigation plan. Companies will have to sign up for, fund, and create a fuel survey so that EPA knows where E15 is being marketed and where it's not. That fuel survey has been approved and we, as part of the mitigation plan, and we're looking forward to having that go into effect.
Dineen says once the marketers receive their approvals, many consumers will be seeing a new money-saving alternative at the pump.
Given the concern today of skyrocketing gasoline prices, we are careening towards an all-time high in gasoline prices, with ethanol being a dollar cheaper than gasoline today. Any gasoline marketer wanting to utilize E15 is going to be able to offer that product less expensively than E10 or any other fuel that's available.
RFA Vice President of Technical Services Christy Moore says they put a great deal of work into developing the misfueling mitigation plan.
RFA has been working on our plan for months, going through several iterations internally and in dialogue and feedback from EPA that finally approved all the elements of our misfueling mitigation plan. And the plan includes not only what requirements are for the label and appropriate use of the label, it also includes communication and tools and resources that will be used to ensure that proper wording appears on shipping papers and product transfer documents, and then the development of a fuel survey.
To get clear information out to retailers, Moore says they also developed a handbook for them to explain the technical details of offering E15 to consumers.
We have outlined in layman's terms, in real terms that people can understand, what these regulatory requirements are. You know, how do I talk to the, you know, authorities having jurisdiction to implement the fire code at the state and county level? And how do I convert my existing E10 or my flex fuel infrastructure, my E85 infrastructure? How could I offer E15 under the regulatory framework? And then we talk about what are product specifications? How do I handle conversions or water tolerance and water intrusion? And what do I do to prepare my local fire department and emergency response folks if I want to offer E15 in this area? So we have really laid out what we consider the most comprehensive information for retailers to demystify what is it going to take.
Director of Market Development Robert White says they're already taking the handbook to the streets.
The now exciting time of educating retailers and then ultimately consumers is upon us. And we are now taking the E15 retailer handbook and distributing it to retailers nationwide to help them understand the process that's in front of them and all the things they need to do to safely and legally offer E15 to consumers. As of today, we will have the new E15 retailer handbook in the hands of more than 13,000 retailers. And that's our first swipe at getting that out to the ultimately those that offer our product.
White says they're advancing the commercialization of E15 through the BYO Ethanol Campaign,
which is a joint venture between the RFA and the American Coalition for Ethanol, mostly funded by state corn grower organizations and NCGA. And the goal was to have more blender pumps in the market. And obviously, E15 plays an important role, as blender pumps are the least expensive way for retailers to offer E15 to the public.
RFA also has an E15 consumer education and outreach campaign ready to go.
And it'll be mostly station-focused, but will include all elements from advertising to website development, social media, station promotions, direct mailings, and event marketing. Due to, obviously, limited funds are always important, we will focus where E15 is available and show the consumers what the benefits are to using E15, and in today's market, it would be priced. So we're trying to meld all that together, make sure that the stations have what they need to understand the conversion process, but once they make that commitment and make that choice available, it will drive consumer traffic to their station, and part of that is simply education material.
More information on RFA's education and outreach plan can be found at e15fuel.org. That's the Ethanol Report. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.